You're listening to Leading and Learning. This is the place where we talk about practical leadership, theology, fitness, how to create winning habits, and so much more. My name's David Spell, and I'm a retired police officer, a pastor, a New Testament scholar, and a leadership coach. My goal on Leading and Learning is to help you live your best life. Thanks so much for joining us today. Welcome back to Leading and Learning. This is episode number 448. What are the benefits to listening to audiobooks? What's your favorite way to enjoy a great book? Do you enjoy holding the book in your hand, a physical copy, whether it's a paperback or a hardback? I enjoy that. Do you enjoy the Kindle version, an ebook, where you're reading the book on your tablet or your phone or your computer? I enjoy that format as well. Or, like an increasing number of people, do you enjoy listening to a book narrated for you? Again, I enjoy that format as well. Well, out of all those three formats, the audiobook format is really on the rise. Right now, it's about 10 to 20% of the market, and it's growing and increasing every single year. Now, what we find is it's not either or. It's not that, you know, people only read a paperback or only read an ebook or only listen. Usually it's a combination of the three. People that enjoy great books find ways to enjoy them. Last year, almost half of Americans listened to an audiobook. And so with this incredible format on the rise, this ability to be able to listen to a book and have it narrated for you, I wanted to examine some of the benefits, because there are some very unique benefits to listening to your favorite book. So we're going to look at some of these. Number one, convenience. You can listen to a great book during your trip to work, a road trip with your kids, or while you're doing a project around the house. I mean, think about it. How much better is it to turn that road trip, that commute to work, when you're sitting in, I live in Atlanta, and you know the average commute in Atlanta is 45 minutes one way. If you have to sit in that, how much better is it than fuming at the traffic, than to be able to listen to one of your books, to be able to listen to a great story narrated for you, or some great motivational book, or a book on leadership, or a book on relationships, whatever. Or on that road trip with your kids, to be able to pop a book in and have a story narrated for the whole family that you can enjoy on that road trip. Or while you're working around the house doing a project where you don't have to engage your mind in doing other things. You're doing a manual task, but you can be listening to a great book. So convenience is a big, big deal. And closely related to that, number two is time management. I think, you know, I'm recording this in January, and you know, most people have goals every year of accomplishing things. And one of the goals that I hear people talk about all the time is they want to read more. They want to read more great books. They want to develop their minds. They want to develop their leadership skills. They want to make themselves a better person, a better husband, a father, a better wife or mother. And so they're always looking to grow and expand, but you know, we can't add hours to the day. So what do we do when we don't have that time available to us? Well, time management. We've already mentioned that you can listen while you're driving to work or working around the house. I've got friends who listen while they're exercising. They'll be on a treadmill or out walking, and maybe they'll take their hour lunch break and use it to exercise. And, you know, maybe walking around the parking lot where they work, and they'll pop a book in or you know, listen to something on their phone while they're walking. So this is a great way to manage your time. You're exercising and you're listening to a great book. So let's use the time that we have. Let's manage our time and take this great content in so we can become the kind of people that we really do want to be. I mean, what a great goal to say, I want to read more over the following year. What if you said, I'm going to read a book a month? Well, if you listen to a book a month, there you go. And the reality is, if you're listening to the content on your commute or when you're exercising or other times, you'll probably end up with more than just 12. Don't go away. I'll be right back. I just wanted to let you know that this episode of Leading and Learning is brought to you by my fictional series, the Chuck McCain series. Now, if you don't know who Chuck McCain is, he was the guy. He was one of my main characters in my Zombie Terror Wars series. That was my first series. This second series focuses on threats to America. There's terrorist threats here. We're dealing with cartels, and you know, this is a fictional series, but it's a lot of fun. People love my characters. They love these stories. In fact, somebody told me this is like reading something out of the news. This is too probable. But I encourage you to check it out. But the reason I'm highlighting this series is, for the first time, the Chuck McCain series is now also available in audio format. That's what we're talking about today. What are the benefits to listening to audiobooks? Well, this series is now available as audiobooks, all five of the books. Working on number six now. And eventually, I'll have the Zombie Terror Wars series on audio as well. That's next on the to-do list. But for now, this series is available, and I encourage you to check it out. Amazon's great. You click on the link, it'll take you there. You can read a little bit for free, and you can listen to a little bit for free and see if you'll like it. And I know you will, so go ahead and grab the whole series. I know you'll love it, and then I'd love to hear what you think. All right, we're back. We're talking about the benefits to listening to audiobooks. We talked about convenience. You can listen anytime. You've always got the opportunity when you got a few minutes on your hand to listen to something great. It's a great way to manage your time and do multiple things at once. Number three is, and this is a really important one, some people feel guilty because they don't really like to read. And that's terrible. Nobody should feel guilty for not liking to read. I think what we find is some people are audio learners and other people are visual learners. In fact, I've had so many people say, man, I want to read your stuff, but I just don't like reading. I'd love to listen to it. Well, like I said, it's available now. You can give it a listen. But being an audio learner versus a visual learner is just a fact of life. And, you know, fiction is king and always has been in the audiobook market, but nonfiction is very, very quickly on the rise. People are reading and listening. A lot of people will read a book and then go back and listen to it, or some people will listen and then go back and read. But what I'm finding is more and more people are exploring the nonfiction market in audio as well. It's a great way to learn something new. Leadership books, time management books, relationship books, self-help books, spiritual books, Bible study books. There's so many things that we can learn and grow if we're just willing to kind of dig in and take in that content. And rather than saying, well, I just don't like to read, what about if we found something we enjoyed and now started listening to it instead of feeling like we had to sit and consume content when that's really not the way we learn by reading. So let's listen instead of reading if that is how you learn. Number four, another benefit is we develop our vocabulary and our language skills. You know, we all want to be better spoken. We all want to communicate better in those work emails or having those conversations with employees and having those conversations with our boss and having those conversations with customers. One of the things about listening to great content is it's going to help us develop our vocabulary, learn new words, and learn how to use the language even better. Number five, this is another really good one. Improved mental health. Scientific studies show that listening to an audiobook reduces stress and anxiety and stimulates your imagination and cognitive skills. You know, we talked earlier about listening on your commute. Listen, why not put your mind in a place where it's being entertained, something you're enjoying, and taking your mind off a stressful situation? If you're in traffic, listen to that book and let your mind go there instead of plotting ways to kill the person who's driving too slow in the fast lane. Listening to audiobooks reduces stress and anxiety. And this idea of stimulating our imagination and cognitive skills is fascinating because one of the studies I read said that listening to audiobooks stimulates parts of your brain that watching videos doesn't even do. Listening forces us to use more of our brain. When you're watching a movie, when you're watching a video, everything's done for you. And that's why it's so important when we're listening to understand that our minds are being developed, where we really are developing our cognitive skills. And for those of you that are parents, this is one of the reasons why it's so important that you read to your children. And like I said earlier, on a long trip, you put in a book and the whole family can listen, and it's a great way to entertain your children. Here's a suggestion. Instead of turning on the TV, sometimes read a book, and while you're reading, give your children a tablet and some crayons, read them a great story, and have them color and draw while you read to them. You'll be amazed at the artwork they produce. So it's a great way to develop your children's minds. But again, we're not just talking about our children, we're talking about ourselves too. We're improving our own mental health and our own imagination and cognitive skills. And then number six, reading is great entertainment. So listening to audiobooks is great entertainment as well. There's nothing wrong with, after a stressful day, listening to a great book to calm us down and get us in a great frame of mind. You know, it's easy to just kind of binge and throw on Netflix or watch something on TV, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's a place for that. But there's also a place for retreating into a book that's going to take us someplace, that's going to entertain us, that's going to lower our stress, lower our anxiety, and really develop our minds in another way. Listening to a great story is a wonderful experience on many levels. And I think sometimes as people, we shortchange ourselves when we say, well, I don't have time for entertainment. Well, the reality is we do. We just pick what kind of entertainment we want. And so I would just say, listen, if you're picking something else, why not give listening to an audiobook a shot as well? All right, so those are six things. Six benefits to listening to an audiobook. So here we go. Convenience, time management, audio learners versus visual learners. Which one are you? You can develop your vocabulary and language skills. Improved mental health. And then it's just great entertainment. Now listen, we're talking about audiobooks here, but this is any kind of content that you're consuming. You know, maybe it's a podcast. Maybe you don't, you know, really want to listen to a book right now, but maybe you can listen to some podcast. I'll go through periods where I'll listen to some fantastic podcasts, leadership podcast, self-help podcast, spiritual podcast, Christian podcast. things that are going to help you grow in specific areas. You know, maybe there's lectures you're listening to. You might be listening to college courses online. There's plenty of free material out there if you want to develop a specific area. And listening is a great way to help you learn that. I think sometimes we think, you know, I've just got to read. And I love to read, but we all don't have time to read hundreds and hundreds of pages. But we can listen if we just kind of follow through on the things that we're talking about here. So what are the benefits to listening to audiobooks? Well, there's six, and I hope you will put them into practice. Well, I'd love to hear from you. Go to davidspell.com. Leave a question or comment in the comment section for today's post. Are there any other benefits to listening to audiobooks that you can think of? Also, make sure you check out my resource highlight. I'd love to hear what you think about the narration on the Chuck McCain series. Well, friends, thanks for being with me. We will see you next week on Leading and Learning.